Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Loving it. Still a lot of excitement here in downtown Chicago from last night. Everybody walking around proudly with their Blackhawk hats and jerseys on, the sweaters. After the big win last night.
Just wait until they win it all.
Oh, baby. I'm going to jinx it, Schwanny. You know how superstitious I am. Talk about somebody who must have been feeling the excitement last night. The fourth winningest goaltender in NHL history, Chicago Blackhawks legend, Tony O. Tony Esposito joining us on the phone. Tony, how you feeling this morning?
Well, Dean, let me put it this way. I just was so happy that it turned out the way it did. I was proud of the way they fought and, adversity in the last minute. They give up a goal and to tie it up and then come back in overtime. And as the overtime went on, they just picked up their game. And I was just proud of it, the way things are going for the Hawks. And I guess the whole city has to be just...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you could feel the... You know, there's a feeling. Certainly there was last night. Mm-hmm. You could feel it a little bit this morning when I was coming in. But this morning, you know, people are prancing around Michigan Avenue outside of our Allstate Showcase studios. You know, you could see people's... their shoulders are back a little bit more this morning. They're feeling a little more proud this morning than yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you, it has certainly been... on phenomenal hockey in this playoffs. The Blackhawks have showed resilience like you can't believe. They get a couple of bad breaks here and there, but they just overcome them. They did it again, and I think they're moving forward now. Now it's just them in Boston, the big bad Bruins. We'll see what happens.
The big bad Bruins. That's what it's going to be, too. You know, I wonder for guys like you, Bobby Hull, Stan Mikita, when you guys are watching the game, are you back in it? I mean, do you feel like you've got the pads on while you're watching Corey Crawford last night?
Well, you get a little bit of emotion. You know, I had a tough time going to sleep after the game. Let's put it that way. It was just exciting, and Corey made the big saves when he had to. And again, though, what happened? When you get big games, usually it's the big players that win the big games. And what happened?
Yeah.
He came through with a phenomenal night. Other guys played great again, but, if you single one guy out, let's face it, he not only got the winner, but he got three.
Yeah, exactly right. You have to give props, don't you, to Jonathan Quick. He was quite amazing also last night, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he plays game in and game out. They were criticizing Kane a little earlier because he wasn't getting production. I know he had chances. Finally, he just got it all going at the right time, and he had probably the biggest game of his career last night.
Yeah. What was your take of the action in regulation the assessment of the action that took place during the regulation part of the game? The overtimes is a whole other thing I want to talk to you about separately.
Well, I just think that overall, I thought the Blackhawks, I thought that they probably had the better chances overall in the evening because they have better scoring. But overall, L.A. was very physical and demanding, and the Hawks just, never let it bother them. They never slowed them down, which is really nice to see because they were getting contributions from not only the really good players or the stars, but from all facets. The fourth line played tremendous.
Yeah. When the game went into overtime with the goal that tied the game with 9 seconds remaining, how does that play on players? I mean, are you able to shake it off and come back out? Obviously, they did, but what's going on in the mind of the players on the ice when something like that happens?
Well, it's hard to explain. It's just like. All this work, we blew it in the last 10 seconds, that type of feeling you have in yourself, and you got this terrible feeling in your stomach, and And then when you get in the locker room, you realize, you know, next goal wins. And you just, what you do is you get rebound. We started off slow in overtime for the first 5 minutes or so. So, I mean, and as it went on, we picked up our momentum again. And I thought as it went on, and more the game went on into overtime, they were unable to skate with us, I thought.
Yeah, it did seem like the intensity built up for the Blackhawks as time went on.
Well, that's why we get those, you know, they talk about giveaways. Now they can't give the puck away. That's what they kept saying. But let me put it this way: when the Hawks are checking them, and it's pretty hard not to give the puck away. You're getting banged around. You're trying to make a play, and with Hawk speed, like on that last goal, I mean, see Taze pick up that puck, and as soon as he picked it up, his partner on the wing, their Kane, was breaking, and so it was a great 2-on-1. And again, Taze made it happen, but then you know. He got it over to the finisher, and he put it in for us.
Yeah. How do you think these guys compare to the greats of your era? The, you know, the Canes with his hat trick last night, and Jonathan Toews, and Corey, and Duncan Keith, and just the whole bunch of champions from last night. How do they compare, the players of today, compared to when you were on the ice?
Well, I think they're every bit as good, if not better. I mean, it's a new era in hockey, as you know. And it's all I could say is comparing them to the other player, the other teams in the league, I would have to say they're the best team in the league. They proved it over the season, and they're proving it now. But let's put it this way. We got some great players on that team that are still young. They're going to be a good, you know, give them another 2 or 3 years. I mean, they're going to be coming into their full. They're getting better every year.
Yeah, I'm curious to find out your take of the big, bad Boston Bruins, as you put it. Let me take a quick break, and we come back, and we can chat about that. And okay to take a couple of phone calls? Have some,
sure,
some
whatever you want.
Some listeners call up and say hi to Tony O and ask questions and get some thoughts. Love to hear from you this morning, 312-981-7200. Hockey Hall of Famer Tony Esposito joining us on the phone line.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty
9:17, Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN. Chicago Blackhawks great Tony Esposito joining us on the telephone line, 312-981-7200. So, Tony, I have a very important question that I posed earlier. My Chicago Blackhawks hat's kind of ratty, and I want to get a new one, but I'm afraid I'll jinx the team now if I you know, buy a new hat before we win the cup.
Well, let's put it this way. Now that they're in the finals, we don't mention that word you just mentioned.
Oh, don't say the J word anymore. Okay.
Don't say about CUP anymore.
Don't even say that either. Okay, see? I'm with you. I am not buying that HAT either. I'm not doing that either. Diane's on the phone line with Tony Esposito. Good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Tony. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
I know you got, well, I used to go to all the hockey games and gone to after the games on Lincoln Avenue with all you, with Bobby Hall and everybody. Our group, we were from Paul's on Central and Lawrence.
Longtime fans. Did you have a question or a comment for him? Did you have a question or comment for him, Diane?
No, I just wanted to say hi because, you know, for all these years and the hockey games, when I see them on TV, oh, I'm so excited about it.
I can tell.
Diane, I really appreciate it. I remember those days. I was just a kid starting out when those were happening, but it was fun times, and I don't know if we ever met, but... I hope that
we never met.
I have a feeling that...
But we were there. We were in the same era, and I just wanted to say hi. And every time I get all excited, and they're doing so well this year.
Yeah, I have a feeling her head would have exploded if she actually would have met you, Tony. Diane, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in Downers Grove next on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Morning, Dean. Good morning, Tony. I'm your biggest fan. The questions I'd love to ask you, about your playing style. The only question I really want to know is, what do you think of the new style of goaltenders that are constantly off their skates? Please let me know.
Well, I think that they've changed, a lot of them have changed their style of play. There's still guys that are up there more, but, you know, a lot of these guys are a little bit bigger now. You know, if you got another 4 or 5 inches in height, some guys are 6'5 and 6'6, you know, and they can cheat a little more because they're taller and they cover most of the net, so a lot of them go down quicker. And I'm a proponent of it when there's a lot of traffic in front of you, but I don't like to see it when there's a guy coming in on a wide open shot and the goalie is sort of, like you said, on his knees. But it's a new style. How do you like when they're in the corner, they're on their knees and looking around? And but it's a new wave, and they're successful, so I can't knock it, that's for sure.
Well, I try not to, but thanks, Tony. I've always wanted to know. Have a great day.
There's the class of Tony Esposito right there. Let's go to Joe, next calling up on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony and Dean. How are you guys?
Very well. Go ahead.
Fall asleep last night.
Yeah, it was a short night of sleep, wasn't it? But, hey, I just... Tony, I had the pleasure of meeting you and your brother Phil way back in the day when he used to run the hockey clinics up at the Sioux when I was a youngster and went up to those clinics. But I'm a longtime Blackhawk fan, and I just wanted to comment, you know, last night right before the overtime, and, you know, I love the playoffs. The playoffs is exciting, and lots of times the referees kind of put their whistle away. But, you know, right before that icing call that L.A. turned around and scored off the draw down at in the Hawks' end, right before that, within 30 seconds, it looked darn near to me like there was an icing call that Seabrook just couldn't quite get to there. And, you know, that faceoff could have just as easily been at the other end 30 seconds ahead. And I just, I don't ever want to see a game determined by the officials, but what's your thought on that, Tony?
Well, I agree with you. There are situations where I've noticed, we've all seen, it's a judgment call, and you can't blame the officiating. I mean, they're trying to do the best job they can. And they deem it, and they're, you know, like that icing, they deemed it, you know, that he could have got the puck, I guess. So, but
yeah,
that's how it goes, and we got to accept those breaks. You know that. I mean, the referee's not trying to hurt you. He's trying to keep it in order.
Yeah, I agree. I said the referee can't score a goal.
That's part of the resilience of this team, isn't it, Tony, that whether it's a questionable call or... tying the game with 9 seconds left, something like that, you just got to shake it off, don't you?
Well, they've done it. Look at what they did against Detroit. They did the same thing. They, you know, the referee blew the whistle, and the goal was disallowed by, on the slap shot. And then we come in and, you know, get into the overtime. What happens? Blackhawks just keep working, working, working. They have tremendous work ethic. And I got to give a lot of credit to Joel Quenneville and his staff because they get these guys motivated a lot, and they very seldom have a bad game. The only bad game we had in the playoffs, what was it, the second game against Detroit. That's the only bad game we really played.
Joe, thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike in Wrigleyville next on WGN.
Hey, Dean, I love your show. Tony, I just wanted to say thanks for all the great memories.
Well, thank you so much. It's so much fun to be involved with this, just to come and see, to be involved with the Stanley Cup. I'm sure you're excited about it. We're all excited, Chicago. And it's just
so much
fun.
I got one question.
Sure.
Did Magnuson ever win a fight?
Yeah, he won some fights.
I'm kidding you. Have a good day. Go on.
That's a good one. Tom in Plainfield, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Tony. It's great to talk to you this morning. You were my boyhood idol. And you were one of the greatest goaltenders ever to play this game.
So much.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, how about you and Phil on Wednesday night dropping the opening faceoff puck? Do you think that might have a possibility?
I mean, I can't get involved with that. It's not my decision to do anything like that. I think the last time we played Boston was I was in goal for Chicago in the playoffs against the Bruins, and my brother was playing for Boston. That was in the 70s sometime.
Yeah, I think it was like 1975. I think Boston, won the series 3-2 when they played the best
ball
back then.
So in a way, it would be really appropriate, wouldn't it?
Well, I think it would be great with Tony with number 35 and Phil with number 7 out there and dropping the opening face-off on Wednesday night. And then back in Boston, too, I think it would be a great honor.
Well, I just it doesn't really matter. I just can't wait to face them, for our team to face them. And, you know, it's so exciting. They're going to open up Wednesday night in Chicago there. I mean, it's going to be – you want to talk about the madhouse, it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's absolutely going to be crazy. What's Tom? Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
What is your take on how you think things are going to shake out against Boston, Tony?
Well, nobody really knows. I mean, everybody can guess, as you know. That's all I know is just if the Hawks can come out and play their game, the way the work ethic that they've had, and play like they can. We get some good goaltending. We get some solid defense and. You get a few goals. Well, I got to bring this up. Like Brian Bickle, I mean, this guy is playing lights out. He's just playing tremendous. And that's what it takes to win a cup. You get a couple of the guys that you don't expect to come forward and do what they're doing. And I just think that the Hawks, the record shows it. I mean, we have a tremendous season. And if they play like they can play and skate and work hard, I think our scoring has a little bit of an edge on Boston. You know, we have better goal scoring, but it's not going to be easy because they've been through some tough teams to get there. I think it's going to be just a great series.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that, you know, the Boston plays a little harder and that they may need to make some adjustments with regard to that.
Boston's very physical, but they're going to have to make adjustments, you know, the same as the Blackhawks. We have a very fast team that relies on extreme pressure. We come at you in waves. And that's what our best defense is, a great offense, I think. We attack all the time, and they're going to have to make adjustments as we have to make adjustments to Boston. They like to eliminate the center of the ice with those. They got some big men on there, and they hit a lot, and they're physical. But I think both coaches and their staff are planning right now on how to attack the opposition.
Well, it's all Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on WGN, and we can't wait for all of the excitement. It's an honor to have you on with us, Tony, this morning. We appreciate that you took a little bit of time for us, and we want you to get some rest. I have a feeling a lot of Blackhawk fans are going to be pretty bleary-eyed today.
Well, I don't mind being up for that result, that end result. Let's put it this way, Dean. It's exciting in Chicago. It's going to be exciting for the next couple of weeks. And I'll tell you this, it's a pleasure to be on your show and hear those wonderful fans. I just hope that we have a good result at the end, and I'm confident in it. And I just know that the Blackhawks are the team, the best team in hockey right now, and I just hope that we play up to our potential.
Hall of Famer Tony Esposito. Thank you, pal. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Dean.